Good morning. 11:38. Still morning. Wednesday, the 22nd of January, 2020. So yeah, we had some issues that we had to deal with after we got back from Cosine. Cosine was fun. Had a great time. I spent a lot of time. Not so much talking with readers, but talking with other writers, which is ironic since it's actually a reader con, but sometimes that's the way it works out. I got to spend some quality time with some friends that I only see at conventions, so that was good. My elder daughter, my co-writer, has had, like, I think she had 3 panels that she was on. It was only 2. But she got to have her turn in the barrel in terms of sitting up front. One of hers was self-publishing on a budget. One of mine was professional self-publishing. One of the panelists who was there all weekend was an alien conspiracy theorist who writes nonfiction explaining how the government has been lying to us for decades, 70 years. And how the secret technology will change the world in our lifetimes, quite probably. So it was a challenge working around that person as a panelist. But by and large, I think it worked really well. I got to meet Ian Froon, B-R-O-O-N, who has a really interesting YA series. I talked to him about his books on Facebook some time ago, like 6 months ago. And I told him, I said, you know, he's a really good YA. And his response was, I'm not writing YA. And my question back to him was, are you sure? And he has now rebranded to be YA. A very personable and outgoing young man who has a bright future, I think. So I was very pleased to meet him. I spent some time talking to Peter Sartucci. He has a trilogy. It's interesting to see these people who come in with 3 books or 4 books, 2 books or 3 books, and they're having the issues that I would expect them to have with 2 or 3 books. I did meet a lit RPG, although he claims game RPG, and Jonathan Brooks. I think I gave that name already. I got a sample of one of his stories. It's a rough start, but I think it might be his first book. He's got 20 something titles out and has been full time since last year. So, or went full time last year, I guess, 2019. So clearly Lit RPG is doing it for him. He's probably getting most of it on KU, Kindle Unlimited, because he's been at it a year. He has about half as many page reads as I do in only a year, and I've been getting page reads since 2015, so he's doing something right. Not the least of which is he's writing a lot of books. I don't know how long his books work out to be in Kindle, but he's doing something right. So it was fun to meet some of these people. I touched base with a lot of the 8th Fleet of the Manticoran Royal Navy, which is headquartered in Colorado Springs. Met the Admiral of the 8th Fleet, a guy named Bulkley. Spoke with the captain of HMS Wolf, introduced myself as Royal Manticore and Merchant Marine, C6, Spacer 4. So that was fun, and I get credit for it, so I could be Spacer 7 here, or Spacer 5. C7. I should do some more coursework. The coursework is challenging because there's enough of real life and enough of the books that it becomes challenging to find the answers to the books, particularly the books that I haven't read in like 5 years because I don't read Trad anymore. But it's fun to touch base with that other community, that other fandom. Oh, what else? I ate a lot. Laughed a lot. So, where are we on stories? I had one day that I only got 700 words. Sunday, when we came back, I had to check out of the room early and slept late. So, I didn't have... I didn't have a chance in the morning to get my words in, and by the time we got home, we had things we had to deal with here that pretty much took up the rest of the day and through most of the day on Monday. And I've tried to play catch up yesterday. I do have the new covers for South Coast and Cape Grace. I do have the edits back from Karen. I have put the edits into the manuscript. And I still have to do 600 words to get my new words for today, but I'll be working on getting Cape Grace published in ebook anyway this afternoon after I get my words in. The problem is I've got all these chores I have to do today. I did the grocery run this morning, which is why I only have like 1400 words. I need 600 more before I can go to bed. I should be able to get them. I'm writing new words for Dark Knight Station Origins. And I have put the draft of The Wizard's Butler on hold for the moment while I work on the production of Cape Grace. Because if I can get Cape Grace out, that means people can start buying it and reading it. That'll give me time to... That'll get one off my plate. I need to do both the ebook and the paperback. And there is no plan at the moment for that to have audio. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. So, yeah, that's where I am. I got the I don't have a cover for Wizard yet either, and it needs to go to Karen still. So that one's further back in the queue, and I'm going back to pick up what I haven't got accomplished yet in Cape Grace so that I can get that one put away. It may take the rest of the week for me to get the ebook and the paperback book both put together. Just because I have to remind myself, I have to relearn how to put the paperbacks together. But I have the new artwork. I like the new artwork. It's a cleaner, simpler style. I think it'll work well for the Shaman sales. I don't know that it would work. I don't know, maybe it would. I haven't seen the final invoice come through yet, but I'll look for it when I get home. So I'll pay him off and get that taken care of. We'll get Cape Grace out in paper and ebook, and then I'll go back to working through the beta feedback for the Wizard. I put some notes in it so that I wouldn't forget what it was that I was planning to do. Everybody wants a prank. I gotta come up with a prank. Everybody also wants a sequel, so I'm expecting this to be something of a sequel. This will be something of a series, rather. At any rate, what else? Oh, I just finished Rebel. Krista D. Ball's book 3 in a collaborator series. I don't know if that's the final book or if there'll be another book. There's plenty of low-hanging fruit there for it to be, to get another sequel, to get a book 4. But I suspect that she'll look at the sales and say, okay, where do I need to put the next book? It was really good. I enjoyed the whole series. Yeah, somebody pointed out that this is the same Krista D. Ball whose name I co-opted to be the hard-ass lawyer in Ashes. So, let's see. I really haven't done anything but do the con and write new words and work on second drafts and just try to keep going. I've written every day for 101 days. I dropped the ball for my 2K days. I did it once in January on the day I had surgery, and I think I did it. I'm pretty sure I only got like, not January, December. And I know I did it this week because Sunday was painful. It was fun to see the new management team working at Cosine. It was a little bit higgly-piggly because they decided to do it so late that they really didn't have the same. They lost control of some of the rooms that they will have back again next year. So there's stuff that was sort of, they were struggling for, struggling for control, as it were. But it went really well. I think, all things considered, I think they did a really good job. Eric Flint was the guest of honor. He was a hoot. It was both funny and gratifying to listen to him talk to people about writing, and having him say a lot of the same things I say about writing. He's got a lot more books than I do. But he also works heavily in Shared World. He's got a couple of Shared Worlds that he's sort of administering. And he writes a lot with David Weber in the Honorverse. And, he's pretty down-to-earth kind of guy, which I found to be really cool. He wore a bowler all weekend. So I had my fedora, he had his bowler. The wind, she blows. I don't know if it's picking up on the microphone, but there is a... I just turned into the wind and it's blowing straight in my face. It actually feels pretty good. It's 50 degrees, but I'm dressed for 30. And I got the jacket unzipped and hood back. And I'm grateful for the extra layers because the wind is harsh. Still recording. Seems to be 17 minutes. I'm trying to push to get back because I want to try to get some words in before lunch. But I don't think I'm going to make it because it's almost lunchtime. 11:55. But it's a lovely spring morning, given that it's January 22nd and not even close to spring. It still feels very spring-like. Keep seeing parked here. Now has a flat tire and an orange tag warning for being abandoned. So I don't know what the story is with this car. Presumably it's not stolen or anything. All right, and here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.